Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
The renovations we're planning for the theater are long overdue.
I'm glad we have time between productions so we can get the work done.
I agree. And even though it's great that our latest musical production has had such a successful run, we can all use the break.
Plus, it gives us time to focus on next month's fundraiser.
Hopefully, we'll raise enough money at that event to replace the old lighting system, too.
Number 32. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 33. What does the man say about a musical production? Number 34. What event are the speakers planning? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Fernanda, I wanted to tell you that the top candidate we chose for the customer care position just accepted our job offer. I'll send him a contract later today.
Great. But now I think we need a bigger office space for our business. With the new hire, there'll be 10 of us in the office.
I agree. Our lease expires next month, so we should look at a different space. There's a new office building on 2nd Street. It has solar panels, so all of its energy comes from renewable sources.
I like that, but I'm worried we may not be able to afford the lease.
We'll see. I'll contact the rental agency today.
Number 35. What did the speakers recently do? Number 36. What do the speakers like about a building? Number 37. What is the woman worried about? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
How can I help you?
Hi, I'd like to order a cake for my son's birthday next week. He really likes dinosaurs.
I have several different dinosaur-shaped pans for you to choose from.
Actually, I was hoping you could make a standing cake instead of a flat one.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry. I do have someone on staff who can make those, but she's all booked up for the next few weeks. Try Carmen's Creations on Pine Street.
Number 38. What event is the woman planning? Number 39. Who most likely is the man? Number 40. Why does the man apologize? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, you've reached Quick Phone Repair Service.
Hi, I went online to schedule a repair for my mobile phone, but all appointments in your store were booked for today. Have you had any cancellations?
No, unfortunately not. What's the problem with your phone?
The phone only lasts about an hour before it has to be recharged.
It sounds like you need a new battery. If you come to the store now, we can try to fit you in as a walk-in appointment. You may have to wait around for a bit.
I don't mind waiting.
Number 41. What did the man try to do online? Number 42. What does the man say is wrong with his mobile phone? Number 43. What will the man most likely do next? Go on to the next page. Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Asako, how far along are you on that news report about the bank merger? If you want it to be included in tomorrow morning's newspaper, it has to be on my desk by 9 p.m.
Well, I'm still doing research for this article. I'm having trouble getting all the facts from the people involved. They haven't returned my phone calls.
Well, we can't print the story without confirming the details. But if you can have it finished by Wednesday night, I can put it in Thursday's paper.
Number 44. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 45. Why has the woman been unable to finish a task? Number 46. What solution does the man propose? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
We'll have to remove the soil from the garden bed and lay down drain pipes that'll take the water out through holes in the retaining wall.
Sounds like a lot of work, but it'll be worth it to be able to grow the garden that I want to.
Do you think you'd like bricks or stones for the retaining wall? Many homeowners prefer brick because it creates a nice uniform look, but stones will last longer. They are more expensive, though.
I don't want to have to make repairs.
You have several different kinds of stones to choose from. I have some pictures of projects I've completed in the past you can look at.
Number 47. What kind of work does the man do? Number 48. What does the woman imply when she says,
I don't want to have to make repairs.
Number 49. What will the man show to the woman? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning. You've reached Accounts Payable.
Hi, I'm calling from the editorial department. One of our freelance writers has not received payment yet, so I'm calling to inquire about it. Her contract number is 9356.
Okay, let me check. It looks like she should have been paid last week. But Adem handles those requests, and he was on vacation. He's just catching up today.
Do you have an estimate of how long it will take to process the request?
I'm not sure, but I can speak to Adem.
Number 50. Why is the man calling? Number 51. According to the woman, what caused a delay? Number 52. What information will the woman most likely provide later? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
I'm the general manager here at Revit Auto Repair, and this is Mr. Singh, our service manager. We're eager to hear how your product can benefit our shop.
Well, my product is called Video Room. It's a library of short videos that your business can offer in the waiting room. These videos will explain common auto repairs and educate your customers on the repair process.
Can Can we add our own customized content? I'd love to include a description of our exclusive lifetime warranty.
Yes. And can we also add at-home auto care advice?
Number 53. Where does the conversation take place? Number 54. What type of product does the woman mention? Number 55. What do the men want to do? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Carmen. I've just reviewed the outline you gave me for the nature documentary we're making. I think it'll be a great film, but I'm a bit concerned. I want it to be less than an hour.
I understand. I'll take another look at it and see where I can take out some unnecessary scenes from the storyboard.
Great. In the meantime, I need to follow up with our camera team to make sure they have all the equipment they need to begin filming.
Number 56. What industry do the speakers most likely work in? Number 57. What does the man imply when he says,
I want it to be less than an hour?
Number 58. Why does the man need to contact a team? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Kriti and Melissa, I reviewed the results of the soil tests yesterday, and most of the sports fields we manage have healthy soil. But unfortunately, the baseball field on Smith Drive has elevated levels of potassium.
The grass on that field is so brown and weedy. Now we know why.
We'll need to order some special fertilizer to put on it. Do you think we need approval to do that?
Yes. Since it's an unforeseen expense, it has to be approved by the acquisitions department. Melissa, do you have time to prepare a cost estimate?
Sure. It won't take long. I'll send it by lunchtime. And I'll CC you both on the email.
Number 59. What did the man review yesterday? Number 60. What do the speakers hope to do? Number 61. What will Melissa send by email? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and schedule.
Rodrigo, you wanted to talk to me about the schedule for the bowling leagues at our alley?
Yes. As you know, many of the members in the adult league have young children who participate in the junior league. And they explained to me that it would be really convenient if we moved the junior league to the same night that the adult league plays. That way they could all come together on the same night.
That's a great idea. We have a few available bowling lanes on that day that the junior league can use. I'll email the parents of the junior bowlers and let them know the day will change starting next month.
Number 62. Where do the speakers work? Number 63. Look at the graphic. On which day will the Junior League meet starting next month? Number 64. What does the woman say she will do? Go on to the next page. Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and calendar.
Hi, where can I find a schedule of library events?
Oh, I've got it right here. We usually have events almost every day, but we're closed this Friday. The library is being used for the district elections.
I see. Are there any movies showing?
Yes, there's one on Thursday evening.
Oh, too bad. I'm away for a client meeting on Thursday.
Well, if you like Sumit Mehta's books, you might be interested in his book signing.
I do like his novels. Thanks, I'll come back for that.
Number 65. According to the woman, why will the library be closed on Friday? Number 66. What schedule conflict does the man mention? Number 67. Look at the graphic. When will the man most likely attend a library event? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and paint options.
Good news, Tariq. We'll have enough money to make those repairs to the bridge over the fish pond that you mentioned. We've been awarded a grant to make some repairs to the park grounds.
That's great. That bridge needs a new coat of paint to protect it from the elements. I think I sent you a list of paint colors when I first talked to you about the project.
You did. Because it's such an iconic symbol of the park, and it's in so many photographs, we want it to be as close to the original color as when it was first built, even though that's the most expensive option on the list.
Number 68. What is the conversation about? Number 69. According to the woman, how is a project being funded? Number 70. Look at the graphic. Which color does the woman select?